There are already developments that have been approved or in the pipeline that could proceed. I then suggest that the Council undertake a thorough study of what is going on in other beach communities adjacent to our great state. They are not allowing this uncontrolled development. They have adopted plans that provide a good quality of life for the people already living in those counties, but that allows development that is respectful of the ocean, bays, farming communities, and Mother Earth. When is too much development too much? When is too much money too much? When will the Council step up and represent the thousands of us who live here, shop here, go to church here, raise our families here, and contend with traffic every day? Thank you for your time and consideration, and it's significant that this hearing is being held on Earth Day 2008. Please consider protecting the Earth for my children, my grandchildren, your grandchildren, and those who come after us. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for this opportunity to speak in front of you. My name is Michael Houlihan. I reside at 200 North 10th Street in Delmar, Delaware. I'm here representing the town of Delmar in the capacity as the vice mayor, and I'm also the chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission. I would like to thank you for your time and effort in developing this comprehensive plan, as in I know what you've done and where you're going with this. We did ours in 2005, and we're getting ready to do it again in 2010. Speaking in regard to our municipality, you know, our concerns are in the developing areas that are on the outside boundaries of our corporate limits. Specifically, when we look at the density part of the plan, 2 units per acre, but then you go into this option for 4 units per acre as a density bonus. And it seems like with this bonus, funds can be available for land preservation or other options. What we'd like to possibly just know, if this funding does get put aside, is it a chance that the funding could come back in any form to the municipalities, or does it all go into the county coffers? And also, if a developer is right now doing the 2 units per, and then he wants to go for this bonus option, is there a mechanism that would trigger that would bring the town aware of that, where we can actually sit down with the developer and have a discussion where we can bring in our representatives of the town, i.e. the school board, planning and zoning commission members, and council members? What we're just seeing is our town, we have a budget like we all have in there in the county, and we struggle with that budget of providing fire, police, library, et cetera. We have a development that's on the outside of our boundaries. They're going to impact our town by the traffic, fire, police, library, post office, et cetera. And we were just hoping that we get some type of funding that would help us with that impact. Once again, thank you for your effort with this plan and appreciate your time. Thank you.
Gentleman beside Mr. Tyler.
Thank you. My name is Bob McGurl. I'm a registered professional engineer in the state of Delaware, and I'm also a board member of Citizens Coalition. I live at 30 Pinewater Drive and Pinewater Farm. Pinewater Farm is rather unique. We're bordered on three sides by inland bay water. I've lived there, I had a home there since the 1960s. In that time, I've seen the water quality continually get worse. We've made some improvements in industrial, municipal, and farm runoff, but the water quality has not improved. It's staying equal or gotten worse. The reason is that insufficient curbs on residential overpopulation have not been mandated. I thought the original intent of the environmentally sensitive overlay zone was to protect the inland bays, but somewhere along the line, the name was changed to the environmentally sensitive developing zone. And one in-